Kof Ches Ma'am Cheshvan, Friday the 5th of November, Rabbi David Lewis, Parshas Todos.
We'll say a few ha'orahs on the Seder. Says in the Parsha, HaYitzhak, and to give the brachas. So he told Esav to go out to the field, go hunting. Aseli matanim kasher ohavti, ohavi olivo ichelo. And you should bring to me matanim kasher, like I ohavti, like I love, the type of food that I enjoy, the type of food that I love. Later on in Posik Tes, that's Posik Dalet, in Posik Tes, Rivka said to Yaakov, Lech no el atzoin vekachli mishon shnegi di yeiz gedo yeiz izin toivim ve'er so'is matarim lovicha kashe ohev, just like he loves, just like he enjoys. Very strange. I can't imagine the Yitzchak was so involved in his food that he had a thing which he ohavti, that the food that I enjoy, that I'm used to, that I love, ohev, twice the Torah is matgishes. The Emes is steht in Rashi Posik Tes. What were these shnei gedoye izin? Ichi shnei gedoye izin hoi machol shel Yitzchak. Was that the usual food that Yitzchak had? Ela Pesach hoye. It was Pesach. And ho echad hikriv lepisroi ho echad osa matamin. Is one was taken for the korban Pesach and one was taken for matamin. Steht in Targum Yonason, as one was the Korban Pesach, and the other one was the Korban Chagiga, Shteishin Balaturim as well. So this wasn't a Poshat Achila, this wasn't a simple Achila that was taking place here. This was Achila for Achila's Kotshin. It was a Gemara in Chulin. It was Rav explained, it was a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin says, as Omer Rav Chista, Matnes Kuhune, Eine Cholis Elatzoli. It says Kodshim. The Koyanim should only eat it, Soli. Tzli, roasted. Veine Cholis Elabachartel. It should be eaten with mustard, my timer. So the Gemara, why? Why does it have to be eaten in a particular way? Or Makro, because it says by Matnes Kuhune, by Kodshim, Lemoshcho. As the Matnas Kuhne is given to the Kohanim, Lemoshcha, what's the translation of Lemoshcha? The Gemara says what it means. Lemoshcha means L'gdula. Kederesh HaMelochim Oichdim. As Kodshim is given to the Kohanim, and it should be eaten in a way of royalty, in a way that Melochim eat it, Kederesh HaMelochim Oichdim. Is Memela how the Melochim eat? They eat sli, roasted meat, with chadl, Shleit in the Gemara. No, kings, the way the kings eat, royalty. So Frikto is Akasha, and the Gemara says in Zvochim, differently, as the Kohanim, when they eat their kotshim, can be eaten any manner they want. It can be eaten roasted, it can be shlukin, it can be mavusholim, it can be cooked. Frikto is Astira, here it says, as we daf can eat and roasted, and there we see it can be eaten in any manner whatsoever. Answers to Isis, V'nira devadai, k'moisha toivloi v'nene yoisa motzi ochelu. Avada, the way that he enjoys it the most, that's the way it should be eaten. The Gemara here, which says roasted, means, as if a person, he's got no particular preference. He can eat, he enjoys meat cooked, he enjoys it roasted, he enjoys it that way. If then there's a special preference in having it roasted. Or, but the yisad is that the kohen should eat it, the way the royalty, the way the kings eat their food, in the most enjoyable manner that is possible, is they should, is however his preference, the kohen, how he enjoys to eat it, that's how he should eat it. This is the halacha of lemoshcha. Lemoshcha, kederesh hamalochim oichun noisah. Meile, said the Brisker Rav, is not a good psukim. As here we're talking about Achilles Kodshim. When Achilles Kodshim is a din, Lemoshcha Legedullah, Kedesh Amalochim Oichnoisim. And then that's why Yitzchak said, bring the matamin Asher Hafti, because that could be Achilles Kodshim eaten in the most enjoyable way that he's used to. And that's why Rivka was Madrish again to Yaakov. Go and bring and make the matam Kasher Ohev, as he loves it. It's like not stand up, Sahavan. This is a halacha of Achilles Kodshim, and this is a halacha of Lemoshcha Legedullah. Later on, the Biskrov was Madaik, another different deek in the Psukim. Pasuk Yutes. Steht, when Yaakov came to Yitzchak, so he said to him, Kum no Shvo. Sit up, my father, Shvo, and sit and eat from the food. And Rashi says, what is Loshen Shvo? Loshen Shvo is Meisiv al Hashulchan. As when you sit down by Asud, you're Meisiv al Hashulchan, you should sit there. But later on, when Esau came, so Esau used a different expression, Kum Avi v'yoicha. He didn't say this word Shvo, that the Shviyats are sitting at the Hasever al Hashulchan, sitting by the table. Just go, what's the difference? The Gemara says in Yuma, there's a Gemara in Zvachim, the final Gemara, that Achilles Koshim, when the Kohen eats the Koshim, he can be sitting down when he eats the Koshim. So Tosfos here in Yuma asks the Kasha, we have a klal, Ein Yeshiva LaAzora and LaMalchus Beis David. The only person that's allowed to sit in the Azora is Malchus Beis David. Nobody else is allowed to sit in Azora. So how can it be a Kohen when he eats Koshim, but the Koshim is eaten in Azora, how can he sit down? It's a Befeirush Gemara that a Kohen can eat his Koshim Shas is sitting down. So Tosfos has various explanations. Maybe Taka, we're only talking about when he's sitting down, Taka Koshi Kalim, which is eaten in Yishalayim. Taka not eaten in the Azora. But one of the Terutzim of Tosfos in Yom Dach Chofei Amadalev is, Inami Yishloima, Hainu Taime Dumutu Leishu Velechel Koshim, the reason he's allowed to sit and eat kochim is the Vachilas kochim ksivu lemoshchol legedula. Because Vachilas kochim, there's a halacha of lemoshchol that has to be eaten legedula. Kederesh amalacha loichlin. How does a king sit? He sits down properly, meisivala shulchan. It's a special heter. Aval, there's a klal, there's no yeshiva ba'azora. Or Vachilas kochim, it's a special heter in the gezeiras akosov of lemoshchol. Kederesh amalacha loichlin loisim. Memele is very good, says the Briscoe. Here we said it's not stam of a meal that he was given to Yitzchak. This was Achilles Koshin, it was Achilles Kom Pesach, Achilles Chagiga, and that's why Yitzchak, Yaakov, when he came to Yitzchak, said, Kum no Shmo, sit down, Meisiv al Hashulchan, to Mekayim the Moshe Gedula, that the Achilles Koshin should be eaten in the most enjoyable way. But Esau was unaware of this halacha, so maybe he just said, Kum over the Yoichal. But he didn't tell him to do the yeshiva because he was unaware of this halacha of the Moshe. Do towards the end of the Seder. Esau makes up his mind that he wants to kill Yaakov. Steht in Posse, wie ist denn Esau es Yaakov, weil er brocha, sie berach, weil er aviv. Weil jüme Esau beliebe, so Esau thought to himself, yikruvu yume evil aviv, weil er aviv es Yaakov aviv. So when it comes, you know, when my father is nifter, then I'll be able to take revenge, and I will kill Yaakov. So Rashi says, why did he want to kill him now? Why did he have to wait as Yikru Yimeevil Ovi, the Shvada Shemenifte? So Rashi says, Poshupshat, kill Mashmoi, Shalitzai Azavo. He didn't want to be with Mitzai, Yitzchak, he didn't want to be with Mitzai's father. So he'll wait till his father's Nifte, and then he'll take his revenge. The Kashir Zashtiku is, why was the Torah here made it dependent on Yikru Yimeevil Ovi? The Yimei Avelis. L'choire, Yikvu Yimei Yoim Amid Yoim Yisus Avi. When Volkana, my father, will be nifter, is Mimei, then I'll be able to take revenge. It's Mashma, it's a connection with the Yimei Avelis. Is the Kli Yoke, says Haka differently to Rashi. Tola ha'akovu b'me'evil. Taka the Yimei Avelis. Why? Lefi, we know, our oval is also lasted by Torah. Kudei Hashem Yishorim, the Samchelev, our oval is also lasted by Torah. Yitzchak, Mishas, he gave the Baruch Hu, said, Kashe Torid uperakt uloi. Kol zman that Yaakov is oisik by Torah, is that Esau has no power. He won't be able to win. That's it. He won't be able to win. He'll struggle against winner against him. Aber kasher braktum, kasher torit braktum oile. If you get rid of the oil, if Yaakov will no longer be oisik and toira, then he won't have the koyach to be able to struggle and fight against Esav. Is bemeila. Esav thought as yikre mimeiv, and he won't be able to be oisik and toira. Therefore, Yaakov won't have the koyach toira. Won't have the koyach toira. Is bemeila. He won't be able to fight and stand up against me. In came the elderly, vaderly, asked about Torah, the loyirly dover hamigin olaf. He won't be able to have that protection, that protection of Torah. Yeah, he's allowed that the kashi is fair enough, as you're not allowed to learn general limudim, of avada la meiser, one's allowed to learn. He's allowed to learn the chazareilis, one's allowed to learn the devorim aroyim, things which don't give you simcha, limud haTorah is permissible. That Torah won't be making on him. He's not shat. He's bechalal doisik b'Torah. He's not doisik b'Torah. The things in his usual limudim which give him simcha. Now, Esha, we can be mazbid the kliyoker. Such a chiddush. The kliyoker is a chiddush. Esha, the explanation is the following. Says Yidua, it's famous, the Hakadoma from the Alnezin Eglital. As there he says, there is a tos mefulsum, a mistake that people make. That people think that if you learn Torah and you enjoy your learning, you have a simcha learning, if that's lacking in Torah lishmo. Torah lishmo means you do it purely for its sake. If you're having a personal enjoyment out of it, that's a chesaron in your limud haTorah. That's called a Torah shelo lishmo.
But we say
behind now,
morning.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Zug the Avnezer, zug the Eglital. And that's a big mistake. Why? Says that. I'll use this lashon. Ki zehu ikem mitzvus limud haTorah liyosos v'someach u'misanik b'limudoy. The ikem limud haTorah is taka to enjoy it, to misameach, to have a simcha b'shas you learn the Torah. When a person learns Torah with enjoyment, with a simcha, with a geschmack, is then the Torah becomes nivle in his blood, and then cleaves and becomes dovek to the Torah through the limud haTorah. As the simcha, the enjoyment of learning, is an integral part of mitzvah limud haTorah. So the Rabbah Ber once gave up Sashnuz to the Bochrim, this Indian. Person shouldn't think that if you enjoy your Torah, Sholei Lishmo. No, the opposite. The person should enjoy the learning and not be Lishmo. Later on, they showed him, as Nagdom of Eglital says, Mamish, these words. He was very besimcha and he used to say to say over the Bochrim, this is Eglital. The emesis, as a befeirish tradition in the Dorim. The Rishonim, one of the Rishonim, the Rabbi Avraham min Ahor in the Dorim, in that Memcheso Medalef already says this, he saw it. He says in Ligabi the klal, you know there's a klal of mitzvahs lav l'chomis. A klal, if let's say you've got a shofar, which is osa b'hano, a person is allowed to take that shofar and be mekayim mitzvah shofar. Ah, he's benefiting it, he's having benefit from the shofar. It's osa b'hano. Says the Gemara klal, shona. Mitzvahs lav l'chomis. When the Torah gave a mitzvah, the Boishim gave a mitzvah, that's not for your personal enjoyment. That's not for your personal benefit. It's a gezeiras hamelech. You might enjoy doing a mitzvah, but that's nothing to do with the actual tzur and chetzer of the mitzvah. That's not the integral part of the mitzvah. In the main, the mitzvahs lav l'chomis is not considered as you're having benefit when you use a shofar, which is also b'hanor. So the Rabbi Avraham min Ahor, but with inyonim for limud haTorah, that principle won't apply. So the Roman are hilkach, lo shayich lemeimben ben mitzvahs Talmud do leinit lihonis. We won't say this principle. Why? Sheiker mitzvosei. Mamish these words. Sheiker mitzvosei. It's not only an integral part of the mitzvah. Iker mitzvosei. That's part of the essence of the mitzvah. That's part of the chesser of the mitzvah Talmud Torah. Sheiker mitzvosei hi hano. The understanding and the hasogin in Torah that is ikem mitzvosei, that's part of the essence and the chetzer of mitzvos Talmud Torah. And we're not trying to say mitzvos lav l'honis, because the mitzvos Talmud Torah is takel l'honis nitnu. That is part of the mitzvah. That's integral part and the essence of the mitzvah. Memele, Esche, can we can say, as a why do we know a cloud that Talmud Torah is taken negin or matzil? It gives a protection to the person. But maybe that's only when taker, when it's the ikemitzes Talmud Torah. When it's that Talmud Torah which is learned with a simcha, which is learned with a geschmack, the pekuni Hashem Yishon Nesam Chelev, then the klal is that Torah has a gives a person is making a masa gives him that protection from the yitzhara and protection keneged esav. Oh, but the Torah which one learns b'mei avelis, which is not the Torah of simcha, it's not the Torah of tainik, so that hasn't got the same power to it, hasn't got the same koyach. That shana hasn't got the koyach to be making a masa. So can say that would be a mahalach how to understand the kliyoka. The beginning of the Seder, there's a passage which all the Mephoshim try to explain. Each one giving their own explanation. Because the Torah is Mekatze B'dvorov. The passage says, Vayisroitzu to Pasuk Chof Beis, at the beginning of the Seder, Vayisroitzu to Habonim B'kilbo. They were fighting, they were struggling within her. Vatoyimen, she said, Im Kain Lo Moze Onoichi. Is without looking at the Mephoshim, the Chayyim Pasuk hasn't got any translation whatsoever. Im Kain, if so, Lama, why is there Onoichi? I. Vatelech Litrishas Hashem. Is Rashi. Rashi says you have to add in words to the Torah to be able to understand this Pasuk. Vatoyne, says Rashi. Im Kain, if so, as Godel Tsaho Iba, the pain of the Iba of the pregnancy is so strong, Lama ze Onoichi. Says Rashi, Misave, why did I desire umispalelis aliroin, and then I daven so much for this prayer, for this prayer, for this, for these children, for this pregnancy? You have to add in a lot of words. The Ramban says, brings down Rashi, says the Ramban, ve'inenu nochen. It's not correct. The Ramban doesn't say why it's not correct. Doesn't say why it's not correct. Could be it's not correct because it disturbs and you have to add in so many words to the pasuk, because when you see them as the Ramban's shat, the Ramban, you don't really have to add anything in. The Ramban learns shat, in Cain, if so, that this is such pain and such sar, why am I in existence? Halavai says, Halavai Shiyomet, Halavai Shi died, Halavai shouldn't really be living anymore. Why am I here? So you don't have to come out to add any words in. This could be that's what's bothering the Ramban. He doesn't say, it's not correct. The Rechayim does speak out the problem he's got with Rashi. Could be that's what the Ramban means. The Rechayim says, if it was a tzaddikus, look, she's going through terrible, terrible tzar, terrible, terrible pain. Oh, as a result of that, she should have charote, she should have regret. That she was mispalel to her children, that was her whole desire to build klal Yisrael. It's not the stabber that she should have charote and regret. And what she was saying. Is do a pshat in the pasuk from Briskerov? In the MS with that pshat lechayir is already miyushev what the Chaim is asking in Rashi. The Briskerov said over the famous Gemara in Brachas, Daf Tes, Daf Yud. Ashtei Dotan, Achizkiyo Hamelech was very ill. Yishai Hanovi came to him and he says, you're going to die. So he says, why? He says, because you're not being oisik in the mitzvah of having children, Pira Berivya. So Chizkiyahu HaMelech said, the reason is because I've seen the Ruach HaKodesh that is going to come out from my descendants, Benim Dolei Ma'ale, Rishoyim, Menashe, other Rishoyim. So Yeshaya said to him, Bahadi Tikash Rachmon Elom Elom. You mustn't get involved in the secrets of the Rabbein Shalom. Your mitzvah, you have a mitzvah of Pir Veriv, you don't really meant to do. Cheshboinus, as your mitzvah, not after you make Cheshboinus, leave that to the Rabbein Shalom. So the Briskerov, the embassy is, as in the descendants of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, were not only Rishoyim, they came out Sadiqim as well. Yeshiyo HaMelech, Sidkiyo HaMelech, Zurbovel. Elamais, you see a cheshbin here. When a person sees the Ruach HaKodesh, that he's going to have Rishoyim, and he's going to have Tzadikim, we don't say, no, it's worth it, because you're going to have Tzadikim. No, the fact that they will come out Rishoyim, that itself is reason to say that one should not have children. Not a ma'aseh mitzvah. It's not up to you to make cheshbon. It's not up to you to make a decision that you have to leave to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's not up to you. Although the answer, the cheshbon was correct of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, that it's better not to be oisah pivriga because it will come out. Rishoyim, I feel the ma'aseh will come out tzaddikim as well. Although, that's only the Gabi Amman. Who a man is mitzvah in Pivarivi, Hatak as a commandment to fulfill the mitzvah Pivarivi. Aisha, a woman, is not mitzvah in Pivarivi. In a mailer. Shtetach la Yisroitz Abonim Zotrashi. What was this Ritzah? What was this Ritzah Abonim taking place in her? When she went past the Beisav Egezore, it's Eisav Mephachas Lotzis. When she went past the Beisav Medrash, is Yaakov wanted to get her. So she saw she had a Rosh with a Tzadik. I'll be Chesh when you have a Rosh and a Tzadik, it's better not to have children. We don't say, no, it's Kedai, because in the end of the way you have a Sadiq. No, the Cheshun is, you see, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, it's better not to have children. Now, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, the Ma'aseh, is a man, and a man is Mitzvah Pivarivya. Not up to you to make Cheshbonis. Or the Aish is not Mitzvah Pivarivya. Maybe not Mitzvah Pivarivya. She can make a Cheshun. And that's what she says, Vatoyna, in Cain. Lomaza Noichi, on Noichi. She was married to myself. Avada Yitzchak, he's taking Mitzvah, he was no Cheshbonis. About Noichi, why did I work for this? Why was I misava? Why was I mispalal alihoin when I can see this coming out of Rosh Hashanah? Is the meisah the biskov didn't say the gabbit of Rashi? It's a pshat in the pasuk. Or the meisah is miyushev Rashi. And the Yochayim Asakasha, she should have regret that she was mispalal. Yes, because I'll be the cheshbon from coming out of descendant of Rosh Hashanah. I'll be cheshbon if she's not mitzvah b'riviyah. It's better to die. There shouldn't be oisik and b'riviyah. Pasha, she was mispal as well. Pasha, seen as a minute, Kliyoka, she was mispal. Steht doch, Elior. Steht doch, Klo. In each corner, steht doch, Elior. Let's do another pshat here. In the Batuim, in Kain, on the Kliyoka. Ich stau, pshat, I see the Kipshat. The Kliyoka says the following. Vayet Yitzchak Hashem benoichach ishtoi. So the Kliyoka, what was the ikar tefillah here? What was the ikar pachad of Yitzchak in Huadin Rivka? He knew he was a tzaddik ben tzaddik. So he felt comfortable, muftach, he's not worried that he'll be zoiche to have zera hogen. He'll have a child, a tzaddik. But he was worried benoichach ishtoi. He was worried about the yichas of his wife. This is Bas Basua, this is the sister of Lovan. He was worried, maybe it'll come out from her as Zera Posse. And he held us, why should Zesha Akora so many years? Because Zesha Tak is not Kadai, she should have children here. He come out as Zera Posse. Is the Ika Tfila, well, not only should have children, it should be a Zera Kosher. Zbichyoka, when she was Mispal, she also had this Pacha, because she saw Hagar had a son Yishmael. So you see, it can be going on bad children. Now, so she ikat filler was, I shouldn't be like Hagar. I should be zeichet to zere kosher. Now, kashin is ritzah bodu bikirbo. She sees Oyvei. There's a tzaddik here, but there's a rosher as well. So what happened with my tefillah? In Kate, if so, that I'm, there's a child here, a rosher, lomo zeh onuichi. In what way am I better than Hogger? Attached to Kliyoka. In what way am I better than Hogger? What happened to my tefillah? Vatelech lidrush es Hashem. So she went and she was doing Hashem. The kasha being mahoil tefillasi. What happened to my tefillah? The tshuva was, the answer was, vayoyim elo shnei goyim bevitnech zerebi antoninus. Yaakov came out Rebbe, and from Esau will come out Antoninus. Antoninus, from Ger Tzedek. In other words, yes, you are better than Hogger. Because, Zogde the Kliyoka, Hogger was from Yishmoel, and from Yishmoel will never come out Geirim. Masha'en came from Esau, is Antoninus, and not only Antoninus, all Geirim Tzedek, Ledoire, Doire, is from Esau. ויהיה לו שני גויים בבית נזרה במצינס והוא יהיה לו תפילוסו יוצפיל הסלט שגם איסב יוצא מן זרה קושה פרום איסב אינסלחם כמה זרה קושה קנצינינס ושגר יצריק מה שאין כן בישמול ישמול יבוא פיינסל שזה ובזה עתוי מהוגן that's your mile over hogan Say two things. Number one, make him out history show the taka as Geri Emes come out from Esav and not from Yishmael. That's number one. And number two, you see a more dicky yisod here. As no tefillah goes to waste. Mao ilit masa. Her shaila was to the Tanya Hashem. What am I tefillah? Akasha that many people ask. What am I daven? What am I tefillah? The Teretz says that tefillah didn't necessarily help for now, but it helps ledoiri doiris. Le doire doires, Antoninus, many doires later. Gerit Sedek ad hayoy mazeh. This is all mikoyach the source of Twila, the Twila of Rivka. Who about the Mechira from Esav? The Mechira of the Bechira. When Esav sold his Bechira, steht in Posik. Yaakov nosen le'isov lechem u'nezid adoshim v'yoychul v'yesht v'yokav v'yelach v'yivez esov es ha'bechayr. He despised the bechayr. All you had a vault. Any man at Talmud Chochem came out and said he's got a vault here. And later on I found in the Psakuntris this vault b'shem le'dubna magit. Steht as v'yivez esov es ha'bechayr. What's the lie? Where to see it? We see that Esav mevazeh the bechayre, but the fact that he sold it, it's bekoch nefesh. Shteichach is going to die. Not bekoch nefesh. Bekoch nefesh doich everything. What's the raya? Bekoch nefesh. He was going to die. He had no choice. It was the only thing that the Yaakov wouldn't have given any with the nezid adoshim. He wouldn't have sold the bechayre. So what's the raya as the year is Esav as a bechayre? Anoichah heilach lomus. Now the embassy is Achmon is known when a Yid has an Esoy and he falls and he's Nichshol, but once he's been Nichshol the Aveir is over, the second afterwards a Yid, the Erlich Yid, has Charot. He has tremendous remorse, tremendous pain of regret. Ah, I shouldn't have done it again. As once the Yitzhar has gone away from his cool down, shouldn't have done such a thing. That's, we don't find that base. Vayoichal, he ate. Vayesht, he drank. Vayokim, vayelech. And then he got up, and he went away, as if nothing had ever taken place. That is the Rav Yosef Zecher. The Achila, the Shtir, the Mechira, that's talking about not the Rav Yosef Zecher. He was an Amasi, he didn't have any choice. Oh, but the fact that Vayokim Vayelach, he got up and he went away without any feeling of regret, any feeling of remorse. That is the Hoichocha. It didn't bother him at all. Then that's the Raya Takev Yivas Esau Vesabachoy.